time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
That's right. It's that time of the week where we have Stu Wright come in and talk about a car. And you brought in a little Mini.
I did.
What year is it?
2022. And it's the John Cooper Works model. Kind of dressed up with badging and lighting inside. And it's pretty fast, too.
Yeah. It
looks, two-door.
Yeah, it is a little two-door.
Wish it had four, but I guess I don't need them.
When we go out and look at it, because the picture you sent me, I could tell it's a dark green with
they call it rebel green metallic.
With a red roof.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the weight on this thing is just under 3,000 pounds. It's about
a little car.
153 inches long. Wheelbase is 98. Boy, that's tiny, but it is. They're tiny cars. 9 cubic foot of cargo space and 34 with the seats folded down.
Right. That back seat folds down and... You still can't actually get to anything because it's a two-door, but,
right.
Well, I shouldn't say that. You got a tailgate.
Yeah, it is.
34 cubic feet is really not that bad, I guess.
This car is more of a commuter car than it is for carrying
stuff.
It's
kind of a hot rod.
Yeah, it
is. Very fast, real low-profile tires, doesn't have that smooth a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of horsepower for the size of the car. You said the weight was under 3,000, so 228 horsepower. Woo!
Yeah, I suppose that thing does get up and move. The other thing that's kind of interesting is that as tiny of a little car, it has a pretty good infotainment screen. It's an 8.8-inch infotainment screen.
And it's a big round one right in the middle of the dash. We're going out to, of course, look it over. Mm-hmm. You're going to be impressed.
I can't wait.
Very nice technology inside that car.
All right. We're going to play an extremely long song by Gordon Lightfoot called The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and then we'll be back. Don't touch that dial. Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot with The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald right here on Pirate 104.7 FM. Good morning. It is Friday, December 10th, and we got about 4 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. My name is George Gray, and temperatures in Greeley and the surrounding area. We're sitting at 28 degrees with an expected high of maybe 40 and a 16% chance of moisture. Lisa Hildog will get us caught up with all that information here after the 9 o'clock hour. In studio, I have Stu Wright with Stu's Reviews. And we're talking about this 2022 Mini John Cooper Works two-door hardtop. Little Cooper went out and sat in it, and it's tiny. But,
quite pretty, huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's
got like a red top on that green car.
Red, it's kind of like a old Hunter green, I think, is what GM used to call theirs. And then it has kind of it's almost like an orangish red accent on the mirrors and on the top.
Striping on the hood.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
It's a beautiful car, actually.
It is. It's a cool little car, and I bet it's just a blast to drive for sure.
Got those 18-inch two-tone aluminum wheels on there and a low profile 205/40R18 Pirelli P0 performance tires.
Yeah.
That's to keep it on the road.
Low
profile.
You
talked about the infotainment screen.
Yeah.
It's kind of slick, isn't it? Round navigation. Dual moon roofs in that headliner. We were looking at them. One's power, one's not. Kind of fun to sit in.
It is kind of fun to sit in, and of course, driving it.
Great stereo.
With that little 2-liter engine at 228 horsepower for a lightweight car with a 6-speed manual transmission.
Yeah, I can handle it, and I can touch the pedals.
That's
little britches good. Can touch the pedals.
Little britches can slide that that chair right up.
It was way up there, wasn't it?
Where's this thing built at?
It's built in Oxford, United Kingdom.
Yep.
I noticed the engine and transmission are German-made. Of course, BMW bought this company, I don't know, 10 years ago or something like that. So the quality's there. BMW's going to make sure of it.
Right.
And it gets 31 miles a gallon on the road. I don't think you'd buy one of these for gas mileage, but it's nice to get over 30.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go 360 miles on that 11.6-gallon tank of gas.
And what's that price tag on that?
$40,850.
And a monthly payment on that would be about $730 some odd. So, I don't know.
How much again?
$730.
Need to pay cash for a hot rod like this.
I guess.
I always say that. I know that.
We've seen SUVs, a lot more room and a lot more stuff to them for a little less, but it is.
It's distinctive.
Yeah, it is.
Getting a lot of eyeballs driving around. It's a lot to be fun. It's fun to be seen in.
Yeah. Well, Stu, thank you so much. When will this be up on your StuWright.com?
Thursday, and it's a thumbs-up type car.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.